This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
What's on your mind? Scott Henner waiting in line for his Apple. Is it Apple 10, right? Not Apple X. I guess it depends on who you talk to. But they're waiting in line for those out in Connecticut. And he actually posted on Facebook, "Hey, Todd, should I get you one?" So I said, "Yeah, I don't know.
Is he really
waiting? You're just joking. Well, he's at the line. He's not waiting in. I don't think he's waiting in line.
I mean, you know.
You want me to read Scott Hennin's mind?
Yeah. What's on Scott Hennin's mind? Welcome to What's on Scott Hennin's mind.
I am not that talented.
Wow.
No offense. I mean, I'm sure it's a wonderful tool, but. You know, it's like waiting in line to buy $1,000 cell phone is like somebody waiting in line to get punched in the face.
But there are people that do that, too. What's on your mind? You could end up being the Delta One Call Does It All call of the day.
I think we should honor his wishes for a flag in the room. In fact, I think we should cover every single wall of that room with a U.S. flag. Do the ceiling, too.
Lance, a little suggestion for that NYC, New York City terrorist who wanted an ISIS flag in his hospital room. Yeah, we have a suggestion for you. One call does it all. Delta Constructors. Call Eric today at 406-250-8151 or online at deltaconstructors.net. 406-250-8151. Call Eric today. 7 after the hour, I'm Todd Mitchell, and yep, Scott Hennin off on assignment to make sure his daughter gets moved off to college. I wonder if they played Revenge of the Nerds or any of those off-to-college movies when they got a move.
Yeah, but no, actually.
Never hear Pat Fink in his ear.
This is definitely the closest Scott's ever going to get to going to an Ivy League school is paying for an Ivy League school.
I wonder if he took my advice, because he seemed pretty keen on the idea of actually wearing his UND shirt versus wearing Yale stuff, being a homer.
That's kind of hockey territory, so they would be a known for
it. I know.
Right now, people in Yale are going, dang, I wish I'd gone to UND. So
exactly,
maybe not.
Well,
the hockey pucks.
How many Ivy Leaguers are real hardcore hockey people, though? They don't seem like the type. The stereotypical Ivy Leaguer isn't a real hockey person.
I don't know. There's a lot of different types of people. It's not like on the movies where they're from, upstate and they're, old money.
Well, it depends on the movie you pick. It is like the movie Slapshot. Where even the Hanson brothers stood for the anthem.
That's right. There you go. I got to tell you, I went to the Green Bay game, the Green Bay Vikings game, not this last weekend, but the weekend before, two weekends ago.
Yeah.
And I was
so
told,
did I. I was, see you. I missed you.
Yeah. Us and 80,000 of our friends in the same place. No, North Dakota Tourism had a big event at the game and promoting tourism in North Dakota, and I went out for that, and I had to laugh actually I was quite proud because every Green Bay Packer and every Vikings stood.
I know, I was looking up and down and I'm like, I don't see anybody kneeling.
There was nobody that came in late, there was nobody waiting in the wings.
And then I still took a ton of crap when I got back. How dare you support the NFL for going to this?
I just have to tell you, I was so proud of those guys. Because it does. You know, I love the fact that, hi, everybody. This is Pat Finken sitting in for Scott Hennin today with the show. And I appreciate it.
Yeah, I know. I just wanted to
throw it out there. But yeah. I have to tell you that I am perturbed by people who do that and use that as a forum for some kind of social commentary.
Well, so
and especially since there's not a single hardship case amongst them. You know, the lowest. Yeah,
exactly.
Paid,
that's what I'm saying all along. Yeah. Open your checkbook. You want to do some good?
Yeah.
Open the checkbook. Cut a check.
Well, and it's at least. You're going to talk about disadvantaged and socially repressed? I don't think so.
Colin maybe now because he hasn't worked in a year. But
I get that there is still some of that in America. And I guess
sure.
There's some history.
Absolutely.
But what I really annoys me about that is not so much that they do it at the NFL games, but then people like you and I are criticized for criticizing them, that somehow that's their First Right Amendment. You know what? It's my First Right Amendment first, you know, my first constitutional right to be able to criticize them just like
absolutely.
It is theirs.
Absolutely.
So this idea that only the oppressed, have that right to speak out, speak their mind, and like, I have the same right. So,
and like you say, so many people in the NFL are so oppressed too, right?
Well, that's right. I mean, it just makes me crazy. Is oppress me like that? Pick me. Pick me.
Now, again,
I want a multi-million dollar contract per year.
For what it's worth, Colin hasn't worked in a year, so maybe he's slightly oppressed by now.
No,
who knows? But
still, in the few years that he worked, we'll make, you know, 1,000 times more than average family in America.
Yeah.
So I don't want to be totally insensitive.
If he's still living check to check, he hasn't managed
there,
his money.
There is still problems in society. There are
absolutely
there is still racism, all that, and I get that it's good to stand up for your beliefs. I support those kinds of things, but it is disingenuous to do that when you're standing up protesting in an environment like that when you benefited from the American way. It just drives me
crazy.
Proof
racism.
Don't criticize me. Don't criticize
me. Right.
For feeling this way, because it's my right to not watch the NFL. It's my right not to participate in this. And that's why I was ultimately proud of the Packers and the Vikings.
Amen.
I mean, I'm proud of them. You can't pick not every player, not every owner is in that mindset.
Amen. Now, more proof racism does still exist today. You saw the sign that was up at Concordia. It's all right to be white. And that's causing outrage.
Yeah, but I mean, is that really racism?
Reverse racism, I guess.
In the dialogue that's
that was their point, though.
Well, but I mean, it's almost like you're wrong. It's wrong to be white. I mean, no one should be judged on their color.
That was the point, and that would certainly be my point in posting it. Is it should be? It shouldn't be the end of the world if I put that up, and yet
one of the
being criticized for having put that sign.
One of the best. Well, and that's absolutely right. That's political correctness gone amok. But it is where we're at. Only certain people have the right to complain. The only certain people have the right to be, you know, to point out.
I didn't choose to be white.
One of the best comebacks. Well, and we're lucky we are.
I'm not saying I'm not fortunate.
I'm just saying I didn't have the choice.
Most people are,
but somehow it's become wrong to be anything but an oppressed minority. And I know that that's not the case, but that is, you know, one of the best comebacks I ever saw in all of this debate going on. Because I agree with this, and I understand that again gets back to the fact that there is racism in this country. But and there has been worse racism.
Oh,
you think
absolutely.
Of the generation before us, and even things that were acceptable then are a little embarrassing now. But this idea that somehow, you know, all old white males like me are guilty of,
you know, you're not old, first of all.
Oh, well, I turned 60. Of course I'm old.
You're not old.
That's
how you're 65, then.
Okay.
Then we can have the
talk. I get the mailings from AARP. I hope that's okay. My point is, the best comeback I've ever saw is a comeback to the whole Black Lives Matter. And I think what encapsulates my view on that is that all lives matter. It's not any one group. That's not to say that we shouldn't fight oppression. It doesn't mean we shouldn't fight racism where we find it.
Of course we should.
To single out any one group as more important than others, it really is all lives matter. And that's the way to look at this. Or, you know, or all you're doing is shifting the racial prejudice from one side to another. You're just moving that preference. And
right.
You shouldn't have that preference.
Right.
So there you go.
But you
social
can't go out,
etiquette 101.
You can't go out and say all lives matter, though, because then you're racist.
Well, yeah, because, again, it's the political
right. Exactly.
Right? It's just like somehow you're wrong if you disagree with that, just like we're wrong because we don't, you know, kneel during the national anthem.
This isn't why you told me to have this ready, though.
No, I... Well, maybe. I did have to do one thing, and so while we're gearing up for the show, and eventually we're going to get to the show, but I did have my friend here pull a baby crying because I got up this morning, went outside, and there was snow on the ground, and I am not ready. I am sorry, I am not ready.
You live in North Dakota. It's November.
It is early November.
We don't call it Snowvember for no reason at all, Pat.
So,
I mean, come on.
I had to have you cue that up, Mr. Mitchell, because I am going to whine. I am not ready for winter.
Is anybody ever really ready for winter?
I know a couple of people that actually go, oh, I love winter. And, you know, one, I'm really certain they're lying.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And two, they are people you want to walk up and punch right in the face.
I was going to say, those are the evil people in life right
they
there.
They are the evil.
It should be tested right now.
Absolutely. So, no, the other thing I was going to touch on in the opening segment this morning was, I do want to talk about this, is that since there is no Vikings game this weekend, you know, guys like me, long-time suffering Viking fans, we have to look for other things to talk about. And I do want to point out that NDSU Wisen, number two in the FCS poll, and they're playing the Jackrabbits in South Dakota on Saturday. So Jackrabbits rated number one. Should be a good game. Don't, you know, go Wisen. Make sure you pay attention. James Madison, of course, is number one, so that's, you know, not a surprise because they went to the playoffs last year, too. But the Bison are having a heck of a year again. So,
oh, yeah.
And even with injuries, they seem to be deep. So, anyway, just because that's what I'm going to watch this weekend along with Carson Wentz.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, now, suddenly, it's cool to be a fan of Philadelphia Eagles in this part of the world.
I'm just glad Philly fans are becoming more and more like him versus him like them.
Oh, absolutely.
I was concerned about that. Hey, what's on your mind?
You're listening on the way. A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Need more great employees? You need more veterans on your workforce. The second annual Veterans Employer Summit is a place for you. Monday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., Minot State University, Minot. We'll be broadcasting live from this event. Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford is the keynote speaker, and you'll hear from industry experts about opportunities for industry and regional collaborations to tap into the talent of veterans, share resources, tools, and practices, provide input to expand employer academic partnering networks and further develop veteran employees as competitive assets and build organizational capabilities. Our broadcast is brought to you by Fortis Energy, home of the Fortis for Vets program, an in-house initiative designed to help veterans and reservists. Blaze Energy, thanking all vets, home and abroad. Blaze Energy is a North Dakota-owned and operated proud employer of vets, providing power generation and gas processing services to the Bakken oil producer industry. And by Cognizant, a Fortune 500 company. Veterans are helping Cognizant create a new tomorrow. See you Monday at Minot State University. Join us, free of charge, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Gabby, may not be birth name, I'm not sure about that part, says, best pillow ever. It hugs your neck and head. Your head is so well supported, it feels like it's floating. She says, I'll never use another pillow. My pillow forever. Becky says, I purchased two pillows last week. I've been sleeping like a baby ever since. I bought two expensive pillows, still woke up with a stiff neck, lower back pain. is plain old miserable sleep. Well, no more. I don't care what position I put the pillow in. With my pillow, I'm comfortable. Its patented fill allows you to adjust your pillow to exactly what you want instead of the other way around. If you go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-506-9028 and use the promo code SCOTT, you'll save up to 50% off on anything you buy. MyPillow.com, 1-800-506-9028, promo code SCOTT. 21 after the hour, I'm Todd Mitchell. Scott headed off at Yale, being one of those Ivy Leaguers, but never fear, the man who deserves the Ivy League, except the Ivy League does not deserve him, is here, Pat Finken.
Well, thank you very much.
How's that for an intro?
I think. I'm not sure that I want to be associated with the Ivy League.
Right.
Well, the bastion of political
they correct. Don't deserve you. Right, my
absolutely. I'm totally down.
You're much too good for them.
The average American, in fact, 99.9% of the America does not deserve. Oh, sorry. There we go. Good morning, everybody. Pat Finken sitting in for Scott Henning. You want to be part of the show now that Todd and I are done ranting this morning. The numbers to call are 701-258-0550 or 1-800-228-0550. Got a great show today. We're going to take a little departure. I know a lot of the topics lately have, you know, really focused on what's going on in D.C. with the tax bill and those kinds of things. And of course, that's important. But I thought we'd take a little turn towards more North Dakota issues today. So we've got two great guests to talk about what's going on in North Dakota right now. And of course, this time of year, as farmers are dealing with the fruits of their harvest and what they're going to do, and are they going to warehouse them or sell them on the market, you know, this is a time when they're contracting with these warehouses and elevators for their grain sales and storage. And so Randy Christman's going to come in and talk a little bit about the possible pitfalls and the things to do, the things you want to look for in terms of how you're, you know, how, where you go to find and make sure that, you know, if there is a problem with the grain dealer or the warehouse that you're dealing with, the kinds of protections that you have and the things to look for in that. So we're going to talk about, really help farmers figure out how to deal with those kinds of things and the things to look out for as they're, getting ready to handle the fruits of the harvest. Then also later in the show, Kirsten Basler is going to join us. Of course, Kirsten is the Superintendent of Public Instruction at the Department of Public Instruction here in North Dakota. She's been involved in both the Governor's Education Innovation Initiative and also at the national level on the Math and Science Innovation Initiative. And she's going to talk about what she's working on there and kind of what the goals are of that group and what that means for North Dakota. And that's coming up I believe at 10 o'clock today. So, and then, of course, Scott's got an interview with Gianna Jessen, the speaker at the first, or the night out at the First Choice Clinic event in Fargo on November 6th and here in Bismarck on November 7th. Of course, if you want more information, you can go to firstchoiceclinic.com, I believe is the email address. But those are two events coming up, one in Fargo, one in Bismarck, where she's going to be speaking, and that's coming up just around the corner. And Scott's got an exclusive interview with the woman who's going to be the keynote speaker at those events, and that interview is coming up at 10:30. So, great show today. Should be a lot of fun. And of course, your calls always matter, not just all lives matter. Your calls matter. So feel free to be like that. Just a very poor transition back to it. So also, you know, so of course, your calls always matter, and you're welcome to join us here at the show. Like I said, we'll have the lines open, and if you have questions for our guests. In the meantime, if there's something special that you want to talk about today, you're more than welcome to join us. I will tell you there is good news today. Number one, Miss America Cara Mund is coming back to Bismarck. She'll be here on Saturday, November 4th. Got a big deal here in Bismarck. You know, I have the good fortune in my job, my real job, the one that pays me, not this one where I have to, you know, where I volunteer because that's all I'm worth. I always tell people, there are two kinds of talk show hosts. Those who are good and those who work for free. I'm one of the, I'm the latter in that. I have the good fortune to work on the North Dakota Tourism account as my day job. And, we've had Josh DeMille as our spokesperson the last few years. Mm-hmm. You know, we've got quite the lineup coming in that regard. I mean, you got Miss America.
Push has been Carson and Cara. Once, Cara Monk. Can you think of two better people to represent the state?
So, I mean, we got a decade of great tourism advertising with the kind of high quality folks that we want to talk about our state. So, just think, That's the whole thing for the next 10 years at least. We've got people in that regard. So, anyways, Kara Munn's back in town in Bismarck anyway on Saturday, November 4th, kind of having, and it sounds like it's going to be quite the deal. I mean, the Century High Band's going to play. I mean, it's really a welcome. It's her victory lap. In sports, it would be called her victory lap. So, anyway, it should be good. On the good news front, though, I will say that we have finally recovered in the U.S. economy from the hurricanes. You know, it kind of was a drag on the economy. 261,000 new jobs last month, and that's a good number. That's the kind of number we need to sustain. And, of course, what's really big, and since we're talking about things that peeve me, the tax bill that's before Congress, this is the problem. This is why Congress, between the politics and the special interest, why things get bound up. Nobody wants their axe court. Everybody wants tax relief until it touches their stuff. And, of course, now we're starting to see the drag from some of the special interests trying to pull down this bill. We have the most convoluted tax system in the world. We have the highest corporate rates. And now we're at risk. And I love the fact that, you know, the Democrats cry is, oh, it's all about the rich, not the poor. Well, what is it? 35% of people don't pay taxes, you know, income taxes at all? You know, they pay payroll taxes and sales taxes and things like that. But, you know, how do you do a tax cut for people that don't pay taxes? And then they're surprised, like, the people that pay most of the taxes in America benefit the most from tax cuts. I just don't get that. It's illogical when you look at this, like, somehow, well, you know, you're not, the vast majority of people aren't benefiting at the same level that the 1% are. Well, the 1% pay a whole bunch more taxes in that regard than the average person. And, of course, as a percentage, they're actually getting a lower percentage cut. But the real dollars, of course, because they actually pay taxes, are part of that. And, of course, the real lie in all this is the fact that, and I said I was going to do a local show, but this is my one opportunity to rant about this. The real lie in this is that middle class do not benefit. What is it, 80% of middle class Americans take the standard deduction and don't have an itemized deduction, and we're going to double that, and somehow that doesn't help the middle class? You know, most of us who file with the standard deductions are going to have that benefit. And we're going to have twice as high a deduction as we used to have and a lower rate. And you're telling me that the middle class isn't going to benefit from this? That's ridiculous. So anyway, the other thing that people in North Dakota should know, and this matters, because North Dakota actually is on the plus side in that law. A lot of the states and a lot of the representatives and senators who are complaining about this are from states that have high local taxes, either city taxes or state taxes, even high property taxes. Under the law, they don't get to write all that off anymore against their income. They don't get to claim that. So the people from, like, New York and California are just vilifying this bill. But a state, a low-tax state like North Dakota, we win in that deal because the tax credits and the tax breaks, especially the standard deduction, is a boon for us. So that's my point. Remember, for North Dakota, the tax bill is great. Make sure you tell your representatives and senators that you support it. Thanks very much. You're listening to What's on Your Mind, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have a portable fire trailer.
Turnkey solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, we provide you with sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing you have a safe way out. For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Say, the fidget spinner, the gift that keeps on giving. Spin that around at the Christmas tree. They're $2.99 to $3.99, so you can get a great deal on those. $5 off assorted Zippo lighters, mini drone flyer, in case you're really in the gift-giving mood. $9.99. Queen-size blanket. You heard me. $24.99. How's that winter survival kit coming along? Now that we have snow, that should be ready. Do you have one?
I do not.
You do. Well, there you go. PetroServe USA, and of course, any size coffee or hot chocolate, 99 cents. 12-ounce Red Bull, 2 for $4.50. Deli Express mega sandwiches, $2.99. Much more. PetroServe USA.
I should point out, I have one, but I am in denial still, and it's still in the basement.
You might want to put it in the vehicle.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think that's true. So
there you go. 27 before the hour. I'm Todd Mitchell. Pat Finken is in for Scott Hennon today. And what's in your mind?
Good morning, everybody. Glad to be here. Appreciate Scott giving me the chance to come in here and tear down his audience, and you know, he'll start rebuilding when he gets back here. Anyway, rest of the story is I appreciate the chance to come on. I did want to talk a little bit about a couple of key local issues, and as you heard me say in the last segment, that, you know, this time of year, harvest is wrapping up. You know, I know a couple of people that have a little bit of harvesting left to do, and hopefully they'll get a chance to do it. And of course, some of it you have to do after it freezes. But this is the time you have to start thinking about stockpiling, selling, warehousing grain, and the fruits of the labor kind of thing. And I thought, what a perfect time to ask my friend Randy Christman to come in and talk a little bit about the whole issue about warehousing and some of the pitfalls, the things to look for, and what some of the remedies are if you do have problems. And so I want to welcome to the show Randy Christman, our PSC commissioner. Randy, welcome to the show.
Thanks a lot, Pat. Thanks for having me on. And you're right, it is really timely. I came back last night from up at Langdon. I went and attended Cavalier Electric Cooperative's annual meeting. And I saw a number of people out combining corn and was kind of thinking about this on the way, that it's really timely, a good opportunity to update our ag producers on the fact that there is some protection involved when they're dealing with grain warehouses, but it's a limited kind of protection. So this is a good conversation to be having.
Yeah, no, I actually had coffee yesterday morning with a friend of mine who's in the ag, you know, who's an ag producer, and it reminded me because they were saying they've got, I think, 2 more weeks of harvest left. And, of course, the snow today is not really a problem for corn because you're looking for that. But still, it is that time of year where you're dealing with those kinds of things. Randy, you know, and I know that we want to educate farmers to kind of what the protections are and what those limitations are. But what are some of the things when a farmer or a producer is getting ready to decide what to do, whether they store it themselves or move it off site and have somebody otherwise store it or sell it for them? What are the kinds of things they should look for in a good operator, somebody that they should be able to trust?
Well, the very first and foremost thing they ought to do when they're selling their product is to make sure that they're selling it to someone who is licensed by the North Dakota Public Service Commission. That is just by all means the very first step to take care of.
And that sounds like a no-brainer, but you've had a couple cases in the last few years where people actually ended up doing business with an unlicensed dealer.
That is correct, and if that happens, there's just nothing we can do to help that egg producer out. It's a decision they made, and we'll have to live with. So make sure that they're licensed, and that there are also roving grain buyers out there, and they can be licensed as well. So that's something to keep in mind. Not every licensed grain buyer has a facility, but whether it's a roving grain buyer or a warehouse, make sure that they're licensed. And the reason for that is, if it's a licensed facility, there is some protection available for those ag producers. And if we can take a few minutes, I'll kind of walk through that, because the protection is sort of divided into two categories of types of sales that the producer might have. So if there's an insolvency, the first thing that we do is go through the claims that are put in by the ag producers, and there's all kinds of terms that ag producers and grain warehouses use for different types of agreements and contracts and arrangements for selling the product. But for us, to follow the law, they all fall into two categories. It's either a valid credit sale contract or they don't have a valid credit sale contract. That's the first thing we look at. And if they have a valid credit sale contract, any losses they sustain will be reimbursed out of an indemnity fund. And that indemnity fund is there through an assessment on producers who use credit sale contracts. And that was put on about 15 or 20 years ago. It has a cap on that fund. And so nothing's been collected in a number of years, but we are kind of getting close to the point where collections will have to start again. But for people with a valid credit sale contract, they would get 80% of their losses covered out of that indemnity fund, up to $280,000. And so one of the first things where people are often confused on that, A, they're disappointed that they only get 80%, but that's the way the legislature designed it, because they didn't want to be encouraging risky decision-making. So that is just the cap that can come out of the fund for those contracts. And the cap is there at $350,000. And in today's world of agriculture, there are many producers with much larger contracts than that. And when they sign these contracts at one facility for an excess of $350,000, like I say, they're only going to get 80%, but up to $280,000. And so that is a real risk producers are taking. To be honest with you, Pat, we run into contracts out into the 2020s already at some of these facilities. And so farmers really need to be weighing how much risk they want to put out there. I know it's a nice...
Is this a situation like with the FDIC where you want to spread it around? You know, for example, the FDIC has limits in terms of what they'll reimburse in a bank insolvency. Is this that you want to work with multiple vendors in this case? Or is it a producer aggregate that matters in that situation? Or do you want to spread your risk with other types of hedging or with other vendors in this case?
Well, that's a decision each producer has to make. You know, I don't want to encourage them to go past the really good local grain warehouse. If they feel comfortable, fine. But just realize that is the limit of our ability to help them.
What makes a valid sale contract?
We have a number of factors on that. It's not real complicated, but it certainly has to have the seller's name and address. It has to lay out the conditions of delivery when they bring it in, the amount and the type of the grain in the contract, what the price is going to be or the basis of how they're going to establish that value, and the date of the payment and the duration of the contract. And I think that's pretty much about it. But I will say, and I should hedge our whole conversation, when there's an insolvency, these things are beginning to be litigated out over multiple years. So almost everything I say, some attorney could probably argue. but that's generally the way we establish that fund. The biggest issue is actually unsigned contracts that we see where when there's an insolvency, people come in and are trying to establish that they have a credit sale contract, or if it's more beneficial, maybe that they don't. But some of these, nobody ever stopped by and actually signed them, and that's actually the biggest issue with those.
So is that when we enter someplace where they don't have a valid sale contract? Is that like the number one cause of invalid sale contracts, is that they're not signed, or is it more than that?
Nope, that's the biggest thing we see out there. But it can be any of those other things as well.
Do we see more of this? Yeah, you know, obviously egg prices and, you know, beans are okay. There's some of the stuff starting to rebound. And sunflowers, of course, are doing pretty well from what I'm told. But do you typically see more problems with some of these warehouses struggling a little bit when prices are low? Or does that really not affect it? Is it just something that happens from time to time? Or is it driven by low prices like we're seeing right now?
I'd say probably fluctuations might be the biggest factor. They can be caused either by prices going lower or going higher, actually, because it's not only the first in, but the most of these or all these grain warehouses ultimately are both buyers and sellers. So when it changes too much is often when things can happen. Many of our insolvencies really aren't even the fault of the grain warehouse. It's that they then sold it to someone who didn't pay. And so, you know, if they don't get paid, then maybe they can't pay. And so oftentimes it's part of a long chain reaction and you know, possibly not even their fault. But it's a reality. And the fact of the matter is, regardless of where the markets have been over the years, it seems like every couple years or so, one of these occur. I will say this, though, and I really want to emphasize, most of our traditional rural grain elevators that we think of when we're talking about grain warehouses, there have been almost none of those go insolvent. It's very rare. Most of our insolvencies have occurred when we're dealing with specialty products or specialty crops, like, you know, it's been beans or real specialized things or processors. And that's where a good part of the insolvencies have occurred.
So for the egg producer listening or the interested party, we've got about a minute. What are the key messages today?
Well, the other part of it is if they don't have a credit sale contract, they're covered by the bond and by the trust fund of the value of the grain. But the bond is nowhere near enough to cover it. It's mainly the value of the grain. With today's shipping capabilities, if they have shipped that grain out, there's just not going to be anywhere near enough there to cover it. In that case, they can get as little as a few cents on a dollar all the way up to full recovery. But people really need to contact us if they're not being paid in a timely manner. One of the saddest things is when we have an insolvency and have claimants come in and say they asked for their money a year or 2 years before that and never got it, and you just wish they had notified us so we could have prevented other people from having those kinds of losses as well.
But well, also before the money's all run out.
Right. Once that grain is shipped, they're going to get a very low return on any losses that they've sustained. So it's imperative that people notify us.
If there's a producer that has questions or is having a problem, who can they call? Where do they go to get more information or to get help?
Call the Public Service Commission, 328-2400, and let us know, and we'll work with them.
Well, our guest has been Randy Crispin from the North Dakota Public Service Commission talking about good practices when you're dealing with grain warehouses. Randy, thank you for coming on the show and covering this. I really appreciate it. One quick question for you. Bison or the Jackrabbits this weekend?
Bison all the way.
Go Bison. We'll be back with more after the break.
Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
This week's Safety Minute features NDSC Training Director Don Mosman discussing a new rescue training course offered at their safety campus.
So the new facility is going to contain a lot of different hands-on elements, but one of those elements is a confined space fall protection high-angle rescue training apparatus that we refer to as the tower. The training that we're going to start offering with that on the rescue side is going to be through our partner, Roco Rescue, which is really considered the world's leader in rescue training. In fact, the first course is coming up the week of November 13th through the 17th, and it's Industrial Rescue 1 and 2. So we'll be training people, for example, from maybe the coal mines, maybe the power plants, firefighters, on how to do proper industrial rescue techniques.
To receive more information on the new Industrial Rescue course, email NDSC at ndsc.org.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Tell you a little bit about some exciting things we have planned for Veterans Day. Todd and I are going to be with vets on Friday and live and on location. Todd in Bismarck, I'll be at the Village Inn on 25th and 32nd Avenue South in Fargo, doling out free pie. I'll be serving the pie. I have the apron all picked out, Todd. It's a camo apron. If you're a vet, you come to that location, the Village Inn, and the pie is on us. Now, Todd, tell us a little bit about the events you're doing for Schwann's.
It's going to be at the Bismarck Mandan Elks Club, all active military and veterans, active duty, guard reserves, police, EMS, and firefighters. Grab your proof of service. Get the free ticket for you. And I guess you do have to get those in advance. They are limited. They are going fast. So Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac, Quality Inn, Action Movers, Capital RV Centers, Wells Fargo, and Northwest Contracting. Bring your ID, get the free ticket, then bring the ID, bring your guest, and we'll serve you a complimentary appreciation meal.
And then our friends at Village Inn on Veterans Day, Saturday, all three locations of Village Inn, you go in. Same thing with their Minot location as well for folks there. All vets, free VIB breakfast.
What's on your mind? And meanwhile, in for Scott Hennon today, Pat Finken.
Thank you, Todd, and welcome back to the show. Pat Finken sitting in for Scotty Hennon, who's at Yale with his daughter. You know, that's always kind of an emotional time when you take your kids off to school, especially when they're moving that far away. So, thoughts with Scotty on that? And of course, Maria is going to be, you know, crying when they finally get to the point where they drop off. But anyway, in for Scott today, Pat Finken. And if you want to join the discussion, the numbers to call are 258-0550 or 1-800-228-0550. Our guest is Randy Christman with the North Dakota Public Service Commission. Randy, appreciate you hanging around after the break. I know we wanted to talk a little bit about how to deal with some of the issues when you're dealing with warehouses that aren't paying off or having some fiscal difficulty. What happens when you don't have a sale contract at all?
Yeah, appreciate that. And like I said, then if you are doing these credit sale contracts, just remember that you're only covered up to 280%, up to $280,000 for the old. More traditional, just drop it off at the elevator and wait for them to send you a check kinds of sales, or anything that doesn't meet all those standards to become a valid credit sale contract. Couple things to remember. First of all, a lot of the producers say, oh, it's a bonded facility, and think everything is fine. We're very limited on what that bond covers, and for the most part, there's only about bonding somewhere in the area of about 50 cents per bushel of their capacity. So it's not going to cover it. All, and no matter how much money or assets that facility might have, if they go insolvent and don't pay it for their grain, the only two things that we can go after in order to make the farmers as whole as possible are the bond and whatever grain assets we're able to capture. They can have $1 million in cash sitting on the desk. We cannot touch it. And so keep that in mind. As facilities become better able to ship grain out, if you haven't been paid in a long time or haven't been paid at the time that you were told you were going to be paid, notify us before it continues to go on and more of the grain assets are potentially shipped out. The very longest anyone should ever be waiting is 45 days. If they haven't paid you within 45 days, they're in violation of the terms of their license. But some places pay sooner. I don't want to, you know, sound like I expect that people demand payment for every load multiple times per day when they're combining or something like that. That might be absurd, but some reasonable time frame, and certainly no more than 45 days, and people should be paid. And on those types of exchanges, if there's plenty of grain there, we're able to capture it. People can be reimbursed up to 100% of their claim. But we've had cases where it's less than 10 cents on the dollar, and it is just heartbreaking to see that. And another thing, I do not want to run out of time and not have mentioned this, because it's almost the season to start acquiring fertilizer and seed and such for next year. And a lot of people, depending on what kind of year they've had, they buy, especially anhydrous, either right before or right after the first of the year. But keep in mind, even though you're in many cases dealing with a bonded grain licensee, our bonding is only has to do with the grain sales. And so when you go and put a check down for tens of thousands or maybe even hundreds of thousands of dollars in many cases for fertilizer, that is your decision based on your agreement with that facility. if you don't get your fertilizer, there's nothing in law that allows us to be of any assistance on that.
Yeah, in that situation, they have to go to the courts, right? They'd have to sue for...
On their own and going through the courts. You're correct. And so I really want to emphasize that, because when there's disputes, many times people have called us and said, well, you know, you bond and license this facility, and they're not delivering, but we are only allowed by law to deal with the grain sales, not those kinds of prepaid additions.
Well, it sounds like the smart thing to do if you're contemplating warehousing some grain or pre-buying some supplies for next year is, first of all, do your homework. Make sure you're dealing with a reputable, credit sound kind of organization. Number two, make sure that you have a valid sale contract in place that's signed so you can do that. And then if you have problems, call the PSC, right? Is that kind of, in a nutshell, what we're talking about?
That kind of sums it up, and I'd just add two more things when you're making
a claim. We're running out of time here, Randy. We've got about 30 seconds left, so if you can do it in 30 seconds, go.
They have to make their claims in writing, and also keep in mind we have almost 400 licensees and very few go insolvent. Most of these are rock-solid businesses, but people need to be cautious.
Thank you, Randy. You've been listening to Randy Christman with the PSC, and we'll be back with Kirsten Basler after the break.
The Independent Beef Association of North Dakota invites you to their 12th annual meeting at the Baymont in Mandan Friday and Saturday, November 17th and 18th. Saturday's topics include wintering beef cows by beef cattle specialist Carl Dolan, the latest on electronic tagging and reading systems from Fort Supply, animal health updates from the state veterinarian, and featured speaker Dr. Sonny Geiser Novotny will discuss the latest on animal identification, where it's at and where it's going. Kim Ulmer of South Dakota will explain the markets during the banquet. Dance follows. Register at iban.org or call 214-0639.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help.
In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.